And Jesus says that you did all these things. All these things are right. You're founded in revival. I know your works, your labor, your patience, your intolerance for evil. There's no sight of evil among you. That you found out false teachers, that you tried them which say they're apostles and not. And that you persevered and endured hardships for my name and have not grown weary. But nevertheless, I have this against you. You've left your first love. They didn't lose their first love. You can't lose your first love. What you do is you leave your first love. It usually happens gradually. We got a fat cat, lazy American Christianity today that wants to prosper, that wants to sow a seed faith gift and get a bunch of money in return, that wants to live in sin and not give all to Jesus Christ and take up the cross like He commanded, that wants an easy way out. That's the kind of religion we got today. And as Brother Andrew said, it resembles nothing of the original thing as found in the Word of God. It resembles nothing of the original thing as found in the Word of God. How many have really endured hardship for the name of the Lord Jesus and have not grown weary? I pray that hardship would come into this country so it would wake people up, so it would wake the Christians up, so it will surely separate the sheep from the goats, the wheat from the chaff real quick. Amen. This is the Apostle Paul. He's pouring out his heart to this church day and night, day and night, day and night for the space of 3 years with tears, with heartbrokenness, with anguish. And yet they lost it. They lost it. See, they didn't lose Jesus. They didn't lose Jesus. They didn't leave Jesus. But they lost that fervent degree of fire, that love they had in their heart, with which they first believed. Down His life for us. Christ gave all for us. He gave 100% as He died on that cross. And He commands us, unless a man forsakes all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. Jesus demands that we leave it all behind and forsake it all, just like He did for us. Imagine it. He left the glories of heaven. He left the countless praises of thousands of angels singing His praises from eternity past. He left the throne on the right hand of His Father. He left the riches of glory. He left all these things and came down. That's an unimaginable sacrifice in and of itself, let alone Calvary's cross. The least we could do for Him in return is give our entire life with nothing held back to Him. Oh. back at the very Son of God, the very Word of God that existed from all of eternity can do this for us, then who are we, a sinful, wretched men, that we should do the same thing back to Him in return as He commands us in His Word? The least we do him in return is give our entire life back to him.